Well, here we are on Radio Glamorgan. It's Sunday morning and I'm delighted to be joined today by none other than Nick Hayward. Nick, of course, you may remember from Haircut 100 and the solo hit of the 80s. In fact, the 80s was just a brilliant decade, and with hits such as Fantastic Day, Love Plus One, Nick Hayward has cemented himself as one of the best singer-songwriters in the United Kingdom. And he's joining us all the way over from Florida. Nick, hello.
Hello, Luke. How are you going?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you today?
Very good. Yeah, nice. It's a nice morning here right now.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, Nick, I have to first by starting by saying welcome to Radio Glamorgan. And I have to start by asking, how are you finding the lockdown?
Well, I'm finding it, it's a challenge, like everyone is finding it. I think I quite like staying in, I must say. I've been going out a lot for the last 40 years. So this is quite nice. I do like that part. So there are silver linings that you can get. But of course, you just look at all the mayhem that's going on and you just kind of, You have to be strong with it because you can't let it upset you, you know, because you're in your place and you just kind of, you feel helpless. You want to help. I think that's what's been the frustrating thing for most people is you feel like there's, you feel like naturally there's like, isn't there something I can do? Or you see people, you know, you see the government's doing, making strange decisions and you kind of go, you know, no, that's not the best decision.
Yeah, no, I completely agree on that. And I mean, here in Wales, the lockdown, I'd say it's been good. It's been good for us, and it's allowed us to do other things apart from, you know, missing the great outdoors. But you know, but with lockdown restrictions and all that,
have you felt like it's brought the country together, Wales more? Solidarity.
Absolutely, absolutely, it has, and you know, I think it's great the fact it's great that during the lockdown I've actually been able to bond more with my parents.
Yeah,
because I mean, other than a lot of the time I'd be, you know, out the house, good morning to them and good evening, good night, and stay for dinner. But it's bonded. It's been more bonding. That's what I find. And you are right. It has brought the country together.
Yeah.
But I hear that you are building a home studio to finish off your latest album. And how is the new album coming along? I have to ask.
It's good. It was nearly done. But actually I realized there was quite a lot to still do. It would have been nearly done in the old world, which was financed by future gigs. So when all the future gigs just finished, it was a bit like, okay, well, that money's going on surviving, you know, it's going on paying for everything. So there's nothing now to finish recording. So I wanted to put, going to put strings on it and get it, you know, mixed and stuff. So that all is put on hold. So when I started to go into it, I thought, right, first things I've got to do is, the first thing I did was dug up the lawn to grow vegetables. and second thing was to put acoustic panels up on my wall to make the sound in the room sort of, you have to make it dead if you want to record in that room. You can't have sort of like too many echoes going around and you can't have it clangy. That's the worst thing, to have it sort of clangy or honky sounding in there. So the acoustic panels make it nice and dead, and I made that, we made those together with my partner Sarah's father Brian, and we're in the garage building stuff and it felt really good. So I know what you mean about, you know, the bonding, because you know, I wouldn't have made acoustic panels with Brian normally, you know, we would have just, I'd have just thought, oh, okay, I'll go to a studio at some point and do that. You know, I'll do bits at home, but I'll do it elsewhere. So I'm really liking the challenge of living on less. But, you know, you've got not, more is less, as they say, and less is more. So, you know, the Beatles only had 8 tracks when I started. You know, it's you just go down to less, and I'm drumming on stuff and things when I've never drummed before. I've done a bit of drumming, but it's like that thing of, okay, there isn't anyone to do this, so get on with it, Nick, and just, you know, get it done. Just, it's nice. There's a nice that solidarity and that spirit that's going around. I really like it. Enjoying that. But, you know, yeah. So there's personal silver linings that we've all discovered.
Oh,
we don't really want it to return to, you know, we don't want it to return to no solidarity and divisive.